If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name is glorified. We ask that we may continue to know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may continue to seek to do your will, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're looking at an interesting book. This is The Wisdom of Solomon, but it was not written by Solomon, and not anywhere near his time. According to the New American Bible Revised Edition, this was written about 50 years before Christ. So we're talking 1st century BC, and it was written in Greek. So this is, even though it's known as the Book of Wisdom and considered the Wisdom of Solomon, it is not literally written by Solomon. And what we're looking at here is this powerful reading, and it talks about this reality of these people who have decided to silence the Holy One of God. Now, we want to see this within context. First of all, remember, this is 50 years before the coming of Christ, so if you take this reading, and you can look at it in your favorite daily missal, if you take this reading and then look at what Jesus says is going to be his fate, and Peter remonstrates, remonstrates him and tells him, God forbid this would happen to you. We can see this is fascinating. Then Peter obviously wouldn't know the verse, but it really describes what Jesus will go through. But there's another part of it too, and it is the erroneous thinking of those who want to silence the just one. And their way of thinking is very similar to what we see among the people who are calling for Jesus to get himself off the cross. It's fascinating. As you may or may not know, and you may see it around this time, there's the movie The Passion of the Christ. And as always, like to point out to people either on the air or when I talk to them in the parish, it is not based on the Gospels. It is based on the writings of Blessed Catherine Emmerich, who had these visions that were almost like a TV camera. Obviously, she wouldn't understand that because she lived long, long, long before even electricity. But she had these visions of what actually happened at the crucifixion. And so you see that whole story where people are telling Jesus to get down off the cross. If you are the Son of God, get yourself down off the cross. Very similar to the temptation of the devil in the desert. And you can also see that the bad thief on the cross says the same general idea, which is why many people believe that he was possessed by the devil or may have been the devil himself. Either way, and you see that whole concept. And this same mentality, if he is really so holy, and if he really is who he says he is in the Book of Wisdom, which doesn't know who Jesus is at all, he hasn't even incarnated yet, so there's just no understanding of Jesus, no concept. But there is that saying that, you know, if he really is who he says he is, then if we torture him, then he will prove his holiness. And then people will, you know, he'll make a way to show that he is who he truly is. And the interesting thing is saying how their wickedness blinded them. Very powerful line, because what we want to understand and what we're looking at is this is the problem with sin. Sin can blind us. Sin can lead us to walk down the wrong path. Sin can lead us to believe things, and they're twisted things. And sometimes you can talk to someone who you know is lost, and they make statements that make absolute perfect sense to them, but you're going, what they're proposing is absolutely ridiculous. And there it is, that whole concept of losing a sense of their of the wisdom of God. And, you know, like, you know, what's going on today? People are actually talking about, I mean, world leaders are actually talking about what a smart idea it is if they use nuclear weapons. That's insanity. That's absolute insanity. That's crazy. And they're obviously not thinking within the wisdom of God. Even if they say they are, you know, disciples, they are good people of faith, they are good Christians, whatever the case may be. No, they're not. Not if they're using nuclear weapons. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, ST for St. Anthony Allston.org, and your favorite podcast platform. We'll be right back right after this. You know what we're doing during Lent? We're asking people to pray. You know that we believe in the power of prayer, and we're kindly asking for your support and praying for the success and the prosperity of our programming in 2024. Your prayers are our foundation. If you feel called to make a monetary donation, we'd obviously appreciate that. You can do that at CatholicAudioMedia.com or through SaintAnthonyAllston.org. Or you can also donate through the mail, the U.S. Postal Service at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. By the way, another way is just come to church here, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. But in any case, we want to work together to build a stronger community through faith and prayer. So we thank you for adding us to your prayer, and we ask the Lord to guide us in this broadcast. So we're talking about this powerful message from the Book of Wisdom. And again, this is from 50 years before Christ incarnated. And so we're seeing these powerful teachings. But again, we're talking about how their wickedness blinded them. And before the break, I, you know, told you how people think like that in this whole concept of war. This makes sense. No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. And none of it makes sense in the fact that even the idea that someone would build a nuclear bomb saying this is great because we can win a war that way. Well, what are you going to win? There's a great line, which I've always loved from, I always want to make sure I get the math right. It is the third episode, which is the sixth movie, I believe, yes, of the Star Wars series. And this is the one where you see Darth Vader prior to him being in that Borg-like, that robotic thing that he has to protect himself, that bionic or whatever it was. So in any case, and he's standing there and there's this just volcanic planet there. And he doesn't see, he doesn't realize that what he is seeking to be the king of just really is nothing. And this is one of the problems with what sin can lead us down these crazy paths. Many people can tell you these stories from their own experience of sin. I remember when I quit drinking, I really felt like I had lived for years in a bottle. And when I stopped drinking, it was like, you know, I could look back at that and says, gee, I was practically living in a bottle. I mean, not literally, but my whole life was centered around alcohol. I remember I was drinking when I was in the military, and I quit drinking in the military. But I remember if I was at the enlisted men's club, and there I was getting drunk, if you were a friend of mine and you walked into the club, I'd see you as a wallet. Oh, wow, this is someone I can borrow money from so I can get drunk some more. That's the way I thought. I mean, that's how much my thinking had become so distorted, because everything was all about alcohol. And this is exactly what this passage is saying, except the people want to silence the people who were, silence the man who was this righteous man telling people they were walking down the wrong path, and they didn't want to hear it. Anyone who knows anything about Alcoholics Anonymous, and I am not a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, but, you know, I know there is the program and everything else, and I know of it. And one of the things is the fifth step, where you basically make amends. You bring up all the evil you have done when you were under the influence of alcohol or drugs. They also have for Narcotics Anonymous. But there's a reason why that step is there, because when you get lost in that addiction, when you get lost in the sin that comes with the addiction, I want to make it very clear. Addiction is a physical disease, but it will lead you to do bad things. Everyone knows that. So it's not that a person is, oh, you're an evil sinner because you're an addict. No, I'm not talking like that at all. But you all know that the addiction can lead you down these really disastrous paths. And that whole idea of bringing out that all the evil that you did on the influence of alcohol is bringing out the same principle. What's the word that they use in Alcoholics Anonymous? You're involved in stinking thinking. And yeah, and that led you to make these severe evil errors, and you're apologizing, and you look back and say, I can't believe I was that person. Quick story, people used to say, gee, I can't believe you were ever this heavy drinker. And my mother used to say, send him to me. I'll tell them all about it. We'll talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.